Hi,
Hello.
good evening. My name is Derek. I'm with Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yep.
You are? Okay. And what state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Arizona, good deal. Okay. Just for statistic purposes, what year were you born?
1966.
All right, thank you. Now, it's a long way off, but what are the chances you'll be voting November elections for president, Congress, and other office? Are you almost certain? Will you probably vote? Are there chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'll vote.
You'll vote? Okay. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words?
Inflation.
Inflation? Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back on 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, Donald Trump.
Trump, okay. Now, thinking again about November elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, while others are still considered their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that no chance you would vote for them. 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Would you Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
0% for Biden.
0% for Biden, okay. And Donald Trump, percentage?
100%.
100%, okay. Let me see here. And thinking about the elections, November, the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or a Democrat candidate in your district?
Well, it depends on what their policies are, but probably Republican.
Republican, okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Kerry Lake.
Kerry Lake. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and Democrat Party?
Republican Party.
Republican. Trump. Okay. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. I'm going to read a couple of them here. Just let me know which one. What do you think about them? President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute with the economy.
Strongly disagree.
And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children or spouse who are American citizens.
Well, that's kind of a trick question. You said American citizens. If they're not, then no.
Okay. You strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
I strongly disagree because they shouldn't be here to begin with.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Now, do you agree or disagree with that statement? Now, the first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Of their illegal, I disagree.
Mm-hmm. You disagree strongly?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Well, that's kind of a gray area, but I probably still disagree because they should break the law.
Okay. Strongly disagree.
Yeah.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Well, that's kind of getting in the gray area, but I would disagree, but not strongly.
Somewhat. You would say somewhat disagree?
Yep.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Well, that seems like another trick question, because if they come over here the legal way, then they're seeking asylum. But if they're undocumented and they came the wrong way, disagree.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, yeah. Somewhat.
All right. Now, moving forward, tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the Fallon programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024. President Biden enacted the program. Would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024 elections, or would you make no difference on way or other? Now, the first one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade. Are you protected from deportation?
I think you're pretty much asked over and over again.
Same one? Someone disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits for permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
No, that one. Can
much
just
less
agree.
Likely.
No. Well, less likely, but not strongly.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the danger condition to relieve pressure on cities and states expressing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I would strongly disagree. There wouldn't be the pressure if they didn't leave them in, bring them in here illegally.
Okay, so I'll be much more?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Strongly.
Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
Well, maybe the kids, but not the person, the guy. I don't know. That's kind of a gray area, too, because the kids are, even if their parents did it illegally, I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of
maybe
like,
much less
yeah.
or somewhat less
yeah.
likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one? In your own words?
Less likely.
Okay. My program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and then contribute to the to our economy.
Less likely.
Okay.
This is pretty much the same question over and over again.
It's about people that
come across illegally, but it's the same kind of question with a little twist.
But it was, the other one was less likely. This one was more less likely.
Yeah.
Now this one says,
I think I'm kind of done with this.
You're done? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay.